clinic for the body and one clinic for the soul. Yes. In this material world, we are all suffering from a disease. It is the disease of the heart. We go to a doctor because some germ comes into some part of our body and it creates a disorder, and therefore an unnatural condition takes place. And this unnatural condition creates suffering, creates pain, discomfort. And of course, it is important that we treat the pains of the body by trying to somehow or other eliminate the germs and bring our metabolism and our physiological being back to its natural healthy state. For that, we require doctor and we require practical medicine. But there is a greater disease, the disease of the heart. When our heart is infected with the contagious germ of material attachment, illusion, forgetfulness of our true identity, it creates a completely unnatural condition of consciousness. And this is the root cause of all suffering. Krishna says in Gita, Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara itiyame bhina prakritir ashtata. That the foolish conditioned soul thinks himself to be the doer of his activities. That is the germ. That is the disease. Actually, all activities are being carried out by nature. And it is the soul, it is the Atma, Jivatma, that is the doer of all activities. We are the witness. We are eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss, Satchit Ananda. We are full of love and full of realization, enlightenment, in relationship to Krishna, the Supreme Lord. But when this disease of forgetfulness, this disease of ahankar, false ego, infects our heart, what happens is we have to suffer. We have to suffer janma mrityu jara vyadi dukha dosanu darshanam, the repetition of birth and death. Ariatmaka, aridaivaka, aribhautaka. There are three types of miseries. Miseries caused by our own body and mind. Miseries caused by other living beings. And miseries caused by natural disturbances. And 24 hours a day, every day of our life, we are subjected to these three miseries. And we can try to avoid them as far as possible, but you cannot avoid them. The best you could do in this world is postpone them, put them off for another day. Therefore, just as when our body is sickly, we are very anxious to find a nice doctor like Dr. Awa, who we can trust, who will not charge unfairly, and who cares about us, and most of all, who knows what he's doing. When we become diseased, we run to the doctor. But human society is so crazy, because the crux of all disease, this heart disease, we don't care for doctors. We all want to be our own doctor. We don't want to take any medicine. We think we know it all. But it is explained in the Shastra, Tad Vijnana Tamasu Gurum Eva Abhigachchet. That if we want to solve the problem of suffering in this world, we must, with submissive heart, approach a spiritual physician, inquire submissively, and take the medicine that he prescribes. And that is really the purpose, originally, of all temples of the Lord. Temples are a place that we should go to have the darshan of the Murti, to behold his beauty. But that is only a preliminary reason why great acharyas have built beautiful temples throughout this land of India. Temples are meant to be clinics to cure the disease of the heart. Temples are meant to be places where there are genuine bona fide sadhus who we can inquire from, who we could learn how to worship the deity. We could learn how to serve the deity, how to chant the holy name, how to understand the goal of life, and how to attain it. Unfortunately, these days, people go to temples, they pay money, they see the darshan, they go away. There is some benefit there. That is nice. But it is not why the great acharyas built these temples. They built these temples, and in these temples they installed real acharyas, real learned sadhus, and anyone who came, they were given all facility, all opportunity to learn the science of attaining the perfection of life. And the science of attaining the perfection of life is actually very simple and very practical. To always think of Krishna. Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyajim nam namaskaro yat karosya rasnasi yajtu hosti tatasya. And in always remembering Krishna, whatever we do, we make it an offering to Krishna. That means our home. In order to always remember Krishna when we are at home, first we have to recognize that my home belongs to Krishna. And we should worship him. And the whole household should revolve around seva, or service, to Krishna. And it is the duty, according to Shastra, of every grihastha who has family, to make Krishna the center point of their home. That the wife, the children, the husband, everyone has one purpose. That we are to protect one another, to care for one another, and to help enlighten one another in the service of Krishna. This is his house, this is his family, this is his money, this is his everything. We are all the servants. And to invite people to come to our home, to hear the glories of the Lord, to see the beautiful Murti of the Lord, and to develop friendships, to develop a society of God-conscious people. This is the first foremost responsibility of a grihastha. In the scripture, it emphasizes this again and again and again. It doesn't emphasize what type of school we send our children to. It doesn't emphasize what type of job we have, or how much money we make, or what type of interior decoration we have. These things must be done, but we should know that they are all superficial. The essence of our responsibility is to become God conscious. Guru na sasyat, swajini na sasyat, pita na sasyat, jnani na sasyat. Atato brahma jigyasa. Human form of life is meant for self-realization. whether we are sannyasis or brahmacharis or grihastas or vanaprastas, the goal of our life, the subject which must be underlying everything we do, is coming closer to God and bringing others closer to God. And that place where God is the center, that place where people come to chant the holy name of the Lord, to hear the glories of the Lord, to worship the Lord, that is a holy place. That is an ashram. And it is the good fortune of anyone who makes their home into a holy place, who makes their home into a grihastha ashram. And it is so simple, and it is so joyful, so wonderful. So today, in Dr. Alwa's spiritual clinic here, we have all come together to heal one another's hearts by sharing the glories of the Lord and by seeing the beautiful form of the Lord and worshiping and offering our hearts at His lotus feet. This evening we welcomed Vital Dev to the home of the Alwa family. The story of Vital Dev, whose original form is in Pandharapur, it's a beautiful story, and it is very, very instructive to all of us. It is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna tells Uddhava, that a Kanishta Adhikari, that means a very, very preliminary neophyte devotee, worships Krishna in the form of the deity in the temple. But that's about the extent of such a person's realization of God. But a Madhyama Adhikari, one who is in an intermediate state of making great spiritual advancement, he worships the deity in the temple, but also he understands that more worshipable than the deity is the devotees of the deity, the Vaishnavas. Krishna tells Uddhava, Mad Bhakta Puja Vyadika, that if you really want to be my devotee, become the devotee of my devotee, because my devotee is more dear to my heart than me. Krishna says in Gita, Aham Bija Pratapita, it means he is the seed-giving father of all living entities. Now, many of you are fathers here. You know that if some poor man like me does something for you, you think, oh, very nice, thank you. But if we do something very wonderful to please your son, who you love more than you love yourself, then that person who makes your son happy wins your heart. He has purchased your good favor. Isn't that true? In English they say, love me, love my dog. Huh? If you want to love somebody, love that which that person loves, and he will love you more than you even love him directly. Why does every father in this world, good father, honorable father, have this nature? It is because it originates in a supreme father, in Krishna. There is a story of Srila Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya came, he was on his way from Srirangam to Tirupati, and they stopped at one village. And Ramanujacharya sent one of his disciples to a very wealthy man's house in this village. He said, please tell my disciple, this wealthy man is also my disciple, you kindly tell him that his Gurudev, Ramanujacharya, is coming and would like to spend a night in his house with my other followers. Huh. So this devotee went to Ramanujacharya's house, to this disciple's house, the rich man's house, and he said, "Ha, Ramanujacharya is coming. He would like to stay at your home." He said, "Oh, this is wonderful. This is the best news of my life." And he immediately started preparing a place to stay for Ramanuja, started preparing food, started cleaning everything, started getting all his servants to make all wonderful, grand arrangements. So the servant went back and he told Ramanujacharya that he's making wonderful, extravagant arrangements for you. He's so happy that you're coming. And Ramanujacharya just had one question. What did he offer you? Did he offer you any prasad? Did he offer you any water? He said, no, he was too busy making arrangements for you to offer me anything. Ramanujacharya said, "I have a very poor disciple. Tell him that Gurudev is coming to stay with him tonight." The disciple went to this poor man's house and he said, "Ramanujacharya would like to come." He said, "Oh, he is coming and you are his servant. Please sit down, have some prasad, have some water. Is there anything I can do for you anyhow?" After he was fully satisfied, "Now I will make all arrangements for Ramanuja. Please invite him." Ramanuja stayed there. Meanwhile, the rich man was waiting all night long. He never came. And the news spread throughout town that he was at this poor man's house. So the rich disciple came and he said, "Ramanuja, why you didn't come to my house?" He said, "Because you did not show respect to my devotee. Unless you please my devotee, how can you please me? If you make the grandest, most wonderful arrangements for me, but you neglect he who I love, there's nothing pleasing in my heart in that offering." So this is the mood of the Supreme Lord. Serving the devotees, satisfying the devotees, is the topmost way of pleasing the Lord. Of course, worship of the deity is an essential principle. But we should know that our offerings to the deity will be pleasurable to the deity to the extent that we have learned how to serve his devotees. And this is really the beautiful story of Vitthal. What was his name? Pundarik. Anyways, Pundarik's mother and father were very aged, but they were very great devotees of Lord Krishna. They were not just ordinary people. They were very great devotees of Lord Krishna. And he was on a pilgrimage to go to a temple to worship the Lord. But the Lord gave him a transcendental message that you cannot please me by going to all these holy places of pilgrimage. What you can please me most is by serving my devotees who are in need of your service, namely your mother and father. So upon hearing this news, he became so dedicated to the service of these two devotees that Krishna himself came to visit his devotee. "My devotee is too busy to come to my temple to visit me because he's so busy serving my Vaishnavas, so I will come to see him." This is proof of the famous saying, don't try to see Krishna, but try to serve Krishna in such a way that he wants to see you. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati used to say this. Do not try to see Krishna, but try to serve Krishna in such a way that he wants to see you. And this was exemplified in this wonderful leela. He was serving Krishna's devotees with such faith and with such devotion that Krishna came to see him. And when he heard that Krishna was waiting outside, he offered his obeisances. Bhagwan, Sri Krishna, very nice. I'm very happy to have your darshan. But your devotees, they need me. So please stand on this brick until I come back. So he was standing. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was standing. And he put his arms on his waist, which is the standard way a person waits for someone. Huh? When you wait, you just... He was standing, waiting, waiting. How long did he wait? He's still waiting. He became known as Vitala, which means one who is just standing there waiting on this brick. Mampundarik was serving his parents, serving these great devotees. And he didn't leave. He was happy knowing that his devotees were being served properly. And therefore, Pundarik is now eternally famous. And Panduranga, Vitaldev, is eternally famous. And the wonderful Leela exhibits how much the Lord is most pleased when we serve those He loves, His devotees. And now, millions of people come every year to Pandharapur to behold the beautiful darshan of the Lord. And those who are really fortunate, they realize when they go, they contemplate on what the Lord is doing to this day. He's simply enjoying seeing his devotee. He's simply standing there enjoying seeing how his devotee is serving another devotee. This is the correct story, Sitaram? Mad bhakta puja vyadika. The greatest worship of the Lord is to learn how to serve the Vaishnavas. Bancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namah. And ultimately, everyone is a devotee of God. Everyone is at different levels. So to learn how to properly serve, to give charity to those who are in need, that is the greatest service to the Lord. But the greater the charity, the greater the service. And what is the greatest charity? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, Bharata Bhumite Hoyla Manusya Janma Jara Janma Sarata Kakare Kara Para Upakar. Where there is the greatest need, to fulfill that need is the greatest charity. Is it not? If a man is well fed and is living in a big mansion and you bring him some chapatis, is that really charity? Huh? There's not much need, therefore there's not much service. Where there's the greatest need, there's the greatest service. If a person is starving in the street and you bring him those same chapatis, that is considered to be real charity. But what is the greatest need in human society? People's hearts are starving. You can feed a man some chapatis, but tomorrow he's hungry again. That's piety. That is charity in the mode of goodness. But the whole of human society, the rich, the middle class, and the poor, people's hearts are starving. They're lonely. They're suffering. Why? Because they have forgotten their relationship with their very source, the absolute truth, Krishna. Therefore, the supreme most charity is to enlighten another person in how to revive one's original natural Krishna consciousness. By giving prasad, we feed the belly, but we also nourish the soul. But the greatest charity is to inspire someone to sincerely take the holy name of God. Harinama harinama hariname vakevalam kalona steva nasteva nasteva gatirangita. Actually, even when we do puja to the Murti, with every offering we are chanting mantras, which are chanting of the name of God. Those who understand properly how to do puja for the Archa Vigraha know that with everything must come the name of God. That mantra is what gives the connection between the heart and God. In this age of Kali Yuga, whatever devotional activity we perform, in order for it to have its true significance, must be connected to the name of God. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Because Krishna has descended in this age of Kali within the sound of his name. Therefore, this is the greatest charity. To somehow or other inspire people to perfect their lives by chanting God's name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has prayed, Enechi Ashadi Maya Nashibarulagi Hari Nama Mahamantra Lao Tumi Magi Enechi Ashadi Maya Nashibarulagi Hari Nama Mahamantra Lao Tumi Magi. This evening we have Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is a gold medalist Ayurvedic doctor. We have Mukund Shanbhag Muralidhar Das, who is a gold medalist in dental surgery. We have Sri Govinda Das, who is a gold medalist in cancer surgery. We have Sitaram Alva, who is better than gold medalist in family practice and consultancy and everything else. So you see, all of these people, they are giving medicine. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that Lord Chaitanya, that Lord Krishna, has come to this world with the medicine that can cure Harivo, that could cure all the ills of the heart. And what is that ashadi? What is that medicine? Harinam Mahamantra, the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Recently in Pandharapur, Dr. Alwaji, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Ashok Shethi, all of these doctors came together with many brahmacharis also. And they were giving to the, on the Ekadasi day, what is the Ekadasi? Akshariya Ekadasi. So many of the pilgrims, they were going to see Krishna. And many were very poor people and many were becoming very sickly. It's a long walk. So they were giving free medicines, free diagnosis, free everything. And that was appreciated very much as being a wonderful giving of charity. But actually, along with the medicines, along with the diagnosis, along with all of this care, they were giving the greatest charity. They were inducing everyone to chant the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Therefore, this Maha Mantra is the ultimate charity. It is the ultimate philanthropy. It is the ultimate welfare work to transform a person's heart into a transcendental lover of God, by which one can appreciate and enjoy the eternal nature of the soul beyond all birth, old age, disease, and death, beyond time, beyond space, because the name of God is none different than God Himself. And when we attach our consciousness to that holy name, we merge into the loving service of the Lord. And that is what every living being is starving for, the sweetness of Krishna's holy name. So when we come before the beautiful deity of the Lord, we come to each other's homes in this way, we are most fortunate. We come together to hear the glories, to chant the glories, to behold the form of God. We are most fortunate. So we are all very thankful to Sitaram and Maya Alva for inviting us here this evening to give to us the supreme charity, to give us the greatest fortune of being allowed to come together, to have the darshan of the Lord, to hear the glories of the Lord, and to chant his holy names. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. And also, I think Mrs. Alwa is very busy preparing some special medicine in the form of Mahaprasad in the Awa lab kitchen laboratories back there. Actually, it is true. The kitchen, our Gurudev said the most important part of the whole temple complex is the kitchen. Because it's like a laboratory where expert bhaktas are coming together to prepare the medicine of Mahaprasad, which gives us energy and strength to go on chanting God's names and doing our seva throughout the day. So I'd like you all to kindly taste this sweet medicine.